Grover Beach City Council meeting. It's our first City Council meeting of the year, so welcome and Happy New Year to everyone. Thank you for joining us. So with that, we'll call to order, and please ask that everybody rise, and please have a moment of silence for the men and women that you want to keep dear to your heart. Thank you for that. And our students are on vacation this week, so we will look forward to our city manager leading us in the flag salute.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hands over your heart. Repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and you may be seated. With that, roll call, please.
Councilmember Nichols?
Present.
Councilmember Peterson?
I'm here.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw?
Here.
Mayor Lee?
Here as well. So with that, we will move into our agenda review. And so at this time, the city will review the order of business to be conducted and receive requests for or make announcements regarding any changes in the order of the day. The council should by motion then adopt the agenda. And so with that, I'll see if anyone wants to make changes to the agenda.
None here.
So seeing none, does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll move for the agenda as written.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So that moves us into our, we will proceed with the agenda as published. And so that will move us into our ceremonial calendar. Obviously, we have a couple of items that are of interest to the entire city, one of which is our Holiday of Lights program. And so with that, I'll turn over to our Parks and Rec Director, Kathy Petker, for certificates of appreciation for our Holiday of Lights participants.
Okay. So. I think I will just do it right from here. I was going to go to the podium, but good evening, Mayor and City Council members. We're very happy to bring this item to you this evening. Do we have any Parks and Recreation and Beautification Commissioners in the audience? I don't think any were able to attend. Okay, I was going to introduce them. So on behalf of the Parks and Recreation and Beautification Commission and city staff, we are very happy to recognize the winners of the annual Holiday Lights Decorating Contest. This event illustrated the neighborly spirit and pride in our residents and businesses. It was a wonderful thing to see so many homes and businesses take the time to decorate for the holidays. The Parks, Recreation, and Beautification Commission each canvassed the city to choose homes and businesses to nominate for the contest. This year included approximately 75 homes and businesses, and each nominee received a commemorative ornament. I'd like to share a few pictures of that. This is some pictures that we just took of some of the homes. There's no specific addresses on these. Oh, this is not one. Technical difficulties here. I'm so sorry. Technical help, Chief Peters. It was just working 5 minutes ago. I'm sorry. Extend. That's what I was doing. Okay. Thank you. So these are some pictures of some of the residents that took a lot of effort and into decorating their homes. Just a few pictures we wanted to highlight for you. Lots of beautiful themes, lights, energy, community spirit, really brought the neighbors and the businesses together. And our last one is just highlighting one of our business winners, Chevron. So those are just a few pictures we wanted to share at this time. And lastly, we would like to go into the winners. And if any of the winners are here, we would like you to please come forward. And we will present you with a certificate of appreciation and also have your picture taken with the City Council. So. So our 2018 Holiday Lights Business Award for the best, first place for best overall business display goes to Animal Kingdom. Is anyone here from Animal Kingdom? Well, congratulations. And we will be mailing the award winners their certificates. So, and they all have all been notified and are aware that they are the winners. Couch Chevron, they won the best display of lights, and they did contact us and notify us that they were not going to be able to attend this evening. So congratulations to Couch Chevron. And the best window painting was Rest Care, the learning center. Is anyone here from Rest Care? Oh, great. Come forward, please. Thank you. We'll go ahead and get your picture with the city council. Just stand in front, and then they will get behind you.
Congratulations.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. And then we also have our Mayor's Award, City Council Award, and Commissioner's Award. So we'll start with the Commissioner's Award. First place went to Best Use of Lights to the Lopez family at 1654 Seabright. Is anyone here from the Lopez family? Okay. And then we had the City Council Award for the best original use of animation. This went to Frank and Sherry Sullivan at 1416 Mentone. Are they present? Oh, okay. And lastly is the Mayor's Award for best overall in originality, Bog McLellan at 1162 Marbella Court. Is Mr. McLellan here? Okay. All right. Well, those were all of our winners, and thank you, City Council, for supporting the event, and it was a great community spirit. And hopefully you got a chance to pick up the map and view the city and all the lights as well.
And thank you to all the businesses and the residences that did participate in that. I know there's folks that appreciate the map and enjoy going around, including myself, going around and seeing the lights throughout the community. Always a good way to garner some community spirit. So,
I want to congratulate all of them. The winners, but can I take a minute to get my chair so that I'm not sitting on the floor?
That works. And then, as our council member is raising her chair, for those in the room, if you would please either silence your cell phones or your tablets or anything else that makes noise, we would like to make sure that we proceed uninterrupted with that regard. So now you had a comment.
No, I think it's wonderful how our population has really responded to the community call for lights, and the whole town was beautiful this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other comments? Great. Well, again, thank you to the community for working so diligently on putting up lights. And I'm assuming that somewhere in the future, people with solar panels on their roofs will reduce their energy just by having Christmas lights on. With that, we'll move on to the second item on our ceremonial calendar, and I'll turn that over to our city manager for presentation, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. It is my pleasure to recognize our 2018 City Employee of the Year. This is an annual award that recognizes employees who have gone the extra mile, who go above and beyond the call of duty to provide high-quality service to our community. This award recognizes somebody who takes a creative approach to solving a problem or serving the public, somebody who helps us improve efficiencies, have cost savings, improve our effectiveness in how we carry out our work, work effectively with other agencies, and demonstrate the values and ethics that we are espousing in city government. Somebody who demonstrates not just high level of achievement, but doing so with an attitude of teamwork, partnership, collaboration, and integrity. This year we had 10 nominees that were submitted by employees. In this process, I have the honor of awarding the recipient every year, and it's an honor that I take very, very seriously. I'm pleased to announce that our 2018 Employee of the Year is Aaron Wiggin, Capital Improvement Project Manager in Public Works. I'd like to describe a little bit about why Aaron was nominated and received the award this year. Erin is a project manager at her core and in her role. And this past year, some of the more notable projects that she has managed include the train station expansion project, which is currently under construction for this major regional asset. The Ramona Garden Park Center Phase 1 improvements. Anybody who has been inside the center has seen the improvements to the facility. Erin was the project manager for that completed project. The recently completed community center and post office parking lot improvement project to improve this long-awaited community asset to improve the look and feel and viability of the lot. The Mentone Park preliminary design that improves the park for many years to come. We're in the construction phase here shortly. Erin has been the one to lead us thus far. The recent tree maintenance work on South 4th Street and Calvin Court to do some safety pruning to improve the eucalyptus tree maintenance in this area. The Measure K street project assistance. Erin is transitioning into the lead project manager role with our street repair projects. Recently, she completed the reservoir maintenance inspection cleaning program, which is a service that we don't often think about, but is really important to make sure our water supply is kept up to date, and the broadband network installation, a high-priority council project that Erin led and is helping to advance our economic development future. Beyond these projects, Erin has a great attitude, a commitment to teamwork, and an overall dedication to the city. She has a strong collaboration, a strong attitude of partnership with outside contractors and agencies. I was talking to a neighbor who happens to work for Caltrans and just wanted to tell me about this great city employee that he's worked with on the train station project named Erin Wiegand, not knowing who I was or what my role was. And that's certainly something a city manager likes to hear about one of his employees. So Erin really represents and exemplifies not just what you do and the achievements you do, but the way you do it, the way you carry it out, and the partnerships you build along the way. So I'm delighted to recognize Erin, who is joined tonight by her husband, Jim, and her two children, Reagan and Samantha. And if I can call Erin into the middle of the room here, I have a plaque that I'd like to present to her and have the council be able to take part in this as well.
Oh, we're going down. Okay.
Erin, thank you for all your good work, and thank you to your family for letting us borrow you on a daily basis. So, with that, I'll move into item number three, which is an introduction of new city staff members. City Manager.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. We're delighted to introduce two new city employees this evening in our Administrative Services Department. First, I'd like to introduce Deanne Purcell, who is our new Administrative Services Director. I'll say a few words about Deanne. She was the top candidate out of a very competitive pool of applicants from across the state through a very rigorous election process. Deanne recently was the Assistant Chief Financial Officer for the City of Oxnard and previously worked as the Assistant Administrative Services Director and Finance Manager for the City of Paso Robles, and before that worked for the County of San Luis Obispo in the Sheriff's Office and the Health Agency. Deanne has a degree in accounting and is a previous certified public accountant. She brings a wealth of experience, knowledge, and expertise into her role and really has a positive team-oriented leadership style that's very important for this key director position as our Chief Financial Officer. She began in December following the retirement of Gail Chapman, who served for 21 years in this capacity and did a wonderful job as director. We'll be recognizing Gayla at our next council meeting, I'll add. I'm delighted that Deanne will follow in Gayla's footsteps and offer a high degree of financial experience and management for our community going forward. And I'm delighted to welcome her to Grover Beach to serve in this very important role. Deanne, if you can please stand up and welcome. And also, I'm pleased to introduce Annette Munoz, who is our new accountant working for the city. She also was a top candidate out of a very competitive pool from across the region. Ms. Munoz was previously the finance director in Guadalupe, and before that served as an accounting technician and finance director in Buellton. So again, a good degree of experience coming into our community. She has a degree in business administration with a certificate in accounting. She started this past fall and has already hit the ground running and been a great member of our team. Will really offer us great service going forward, and I'm delighted to have her as part of our team here at the City of Grover Beach. Thank you, Annette.
Thank you, City Manager, for those introductions, and we look forward to years of service to the city on both of your parts. So with that, I will move it into public communications, where any member of the public may address the council for a period not to exceed 3 minutes total on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of this council. We will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the council cannot act on items not on the agenda. So I'll also note that we'll keep the public communications to items not currently on the agenda. So if there is an item on the agenda that you want to speak towards, we'll give you an opportunity at that time. So is there any member of the community that has a public comment? Come forward. So please state your name for the record. So there is a button there that'll show a red light when it is on. So it'll be on the base of the microphone. Oh, is it on? Okay, great.
Hello.
It's actually at the base of the microphone. There should be an on-off button. There we go. Great.
Hello. Hi. I'm Ashley Beals. I live here in Grover Beach on Sebastian Court. And I just relocated to the area. I used to live in Aurora Grande, so I'm back again. And I have a concern to address about the park on the corner of Farrell Avenue and Oak Park, the Casa Bella Improvement Project. It's, as I understand, a off-leash dog park. I'm sorry, on-leash dog park, but many of our local residents are using it as an off-leash dog park. I've lived here since July, and I've personally had my dogs been attacked by an off-leash dog over 10 times. I have four dogs, so this is two or three times a day. Yesterday, this dog actually drove dogs into the road. I've been with children, and a dog will approach a child, and the child gets scared and is into the road at Oak Park. I've been told by local police to, call the police and report the incident. I should take a better record. I'm not exaggerating. Probably 20 times I keep calling. But the point is that the people just keep having the dogs off leash. The park is, I'd say, three-fourths fenced. It's almost completely fenced. But in my opinion, and many of our neighbors think the solution is finishing the fence, because the bottom line is people aren't keeping their dogs on leash. And I think it's a concern to the community, and specifically children who are scared around the corner by the approaching dogs who are driven into the street, as well as our dogs, who we now muzzle because I don't want to get, in trouble for a dog bite. But at the same time, then my dogs lose protection when these dogs are off leash and their owners are 2 or 3 minutes, across the park. Yeah, I think that about covers it.
Thank you for those comments.
Yes.
And go ahead and have a seat. And no, you're good.
Okay.
So, great. Thank you. Appreciate that. Is there anyone else who wants to make a public comment this evening? Seeing no one, we'll go ahead and bring it back to the council and just see if our city manager and Ms. Beals could kind of exchange numbers or get in contact and see what next steps are for with regards to that situation. Okay. So with that, we'll move into our consent agenda. So, and there, these are routine items that are on listed in the agenda, which range from our treasurer's report to city council meetings to appointment of a city treasurer and other routine items. We have approximately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 9, 10, 11 items this evening, I believe it is. So I will see if any members of the council want to pull any items for questions or brief comments. Mm-hmm. And to my left, any to my right? Okay. With that, I'll open this item up to the public just to see if anyone has from the public has any questions on the consent agenda. Seeing no one come forward, I will go ahead and close this back and leave it to a motion, please.
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as written.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? If not, I'm looking for a voice vote, a roll call vote, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Yes.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes. And our consent calendar is approved. So with that, we'll move into our business items, first of which is our appointment to fill a city council vacancy. With that, I'll turn it over to City Manager Brunson for a staff report, please.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. What's before the council is to fill the vacant city council seat that was vacated by the election of Mayor Pro Tem Lee into the mayor's seat. The staff report outlines a suggested process that is based largely on what the council last did in 2013, the last time you filled a vacant spot. So what we have here before you is a suggested process, but certainly it's up to the council to concur or to make changes with this process prior to embarking on it this evening. So just kind of walking through it here briefly, we do have currently 10 qualified applicants for the seat. We did receive 13 applications. One came from a non-resident, so that was not deemed qualified. And then we have had two individuals withdraw from the process prior to the meeting tonight. That is Jerry Pastor and Chris Long. So 10 qualified applicants are before you. The names were put forth in alphabetical order in the staff report. We did do a random drawing of names prior to the meeting to randomize the list. The drawing was done by the city clerk with the city attorney and myself witnessing, and that is before the council on your dais, just to be able to have the list of names be at random order. So what the council has suggested to do is to have only the applicant who is answering questions from the council to remain in the chamber prior to the interview. The other applicants will be asked to go to the conference room. And then when the applicant interviews, after they're done, they may stay here in the chamber if they wish. But we'll bring them over one by one. Our police chief will bring them over once the time is right. The applicant is asked to provide a two-minute overview as part of the first question and then answer some other questions that are before you on your dais as well. Again, we will defer to the council and the mayor to walk through that process and lead through each individual interview. So following the interviews and any break the council may wish to take, then the council has flexibility in the process that you use in order to make the appointment. For your reference, back in 2013, where there also were 10 candidates, the council identified the top five candidates individually. So each council member identified his or her top five. And then that led to a group of three finalists. And then from there was a motion, a second, and a vote on an applicant. So again, the council has discretion in how you do that process. You may have a top grouping of the 10 applicants if you choose. You don't have to do that. And then from there, once you have a list of finalists, then it's up to you to work through the process of making the appointment. Should you choose to do a top X number of applicants, we do have a spreadsheet that we can put on screen to walk through the process to help make it more visible for the council and the public as to who is in that top grouping. Once you make a decision on the appointment, then we will issue the oath of office right here and there. The city clerk is ready to do that, and then the new council member will join the rest of the council on the dais and proceed into the rest of the agenda.
Very good. Thank you for that staff report. Are there any questions? I'll start to my left.
No.
Okay, very good. Any questions to my
no.
right? Very good. Then we will go ahead and begin the process of filling our vacancy. So I first want to say thank you to all the applicants who have come forward and have put yourself into this process. We look forward to your answers. What we are going to do now is ask 9 of the 10 folks to leave the dais, to leave the room and join each other in the conference room just off this room. But we will ask Mr. Ken Lehman to join us, as he will be the first person that we will ask questions of. So we will see you all soon. And there will be an opportunity to have public comment after we do all of the interviews as well. And for those of you that remain in here, we do have four questions. We are looking for discreetness on your part in order to have germane and non-prepared comments by the members of who are going to be joining us. So we ask you not to communicate via cell phone or text or whatever with those that you may know in the other room so that they're not aware of the questions beforehand. So that being said, Mr. Lehman, if you would come forward, please. So actually, I don't see him. Did he not join us this evening? Oh, I was going to say, and maybe he misunderstood. So you have Mr. Lehman come join us, please. Thank you, sir. So thank you for joining us. And we do have, obviously, the lectern there, but if you feel more comfortable seated, we do have a microphone at the seat there as well. So the way we're going to proceed, we've got five questions for you. I'll start with the first question, and then Mayor Pro Tem Shaw will have the next one. Councilmember Peterson will have the third one, Councilmember Nichols, and then I'll do just a quick wrap-up question for you. So with that, please, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the City Council.
Okay. Mayor... City Council, Community of Grover Beach. My name is Ken Lehman. I have been a resident of Grover Beach since 1998 and have lived on the Central Coast since 1979. I received a bachelor's degree in physical education and health from Cal State Fullerton, and also got a degree in teaching from Cal State Fullerton with those subjects. I also then In 1979, got another degree for teaching K through 6, multiple subject at Cal Poly. I taught at Los Alamos for my first 5 years. Then I moved on to Santa Maria Bonita School District for 27. I also volunteered for many activities, clubs. I coached. I had a track team, basketball, volleyball, and also volunteered for a fitness club for the Santa Maria Valley on my own time. I'm now retired. I am interested in representing our Grover Beach constituents, which include our family and single residents, renters, and businesses alike, together with working towards the needs of our city as a whole. With regards to our city's present and future growth for our major projects, its infrastructure and improvements, land use, with considerations to our environment and our coastline. By using strategic sound financial planning to achieve these goals, for not only for today's Grover Beach, but our future, of course. And this is for the community and our residents as well. I'm willing to work with you guys and our citizens, mayor, city council members, and employees for our city goals as a whole for today and our future. I didn't mention that my hobbies are reading, writing, traveling, I got gardening, which I got a reward from Grover Beach for my garden. And I'll just end it as that. Okay, thank you for your time, and I appreciate it. Now you can drill me.
Very good. We'll start with Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
I'll start the drill. What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, I've always been told that I'm very good with people as a whole when I communicate with people very well because I've worked with parents. I've had many fundraisers, and I'm willing to work with people. And I know I'm not right all the time, but I'm willing to listen. And also to the citizens, I believe I would be a fair person.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the next question, but I don't have the list because my I have a technical problem here. Thank you.
Here's an extra copy.
Oh, thanks, Barbara. That's great. Thanks. So I guess I am. Here we go. What is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach, as well as policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out?
Well, I know our goals is growth. I've seen the city downtown, you know, the new movement and the roads, which, oh, yes, was definitely needed, and I understand that. And the projects, the new projects, I'm not too updated as of late with the new development on Grand and Highway 1. That's why I'd like to become a city council member to learn what our goals are for the future, especially with our coastline. I didn't mention I've surfed this area my whole life, from Point Sal in the old days, which is closed now, to Morro Bay and the ranch, and so I'm really concerned with the coastline too. So the future, yes, I'm very concerned, especially with our water and its future, what we need. We really need to be considering our water for the future for saltwater intrusion. So yeah, I'd like to get involved and like to work with you to find some positive things for the future for our city.
Thank you.
Number four, if you're passionate about a subject or issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Good question. We see that on TV every night, don't we? What's going on right now? I would just, you know, I'd just state my opinion, and us five would talk it over, and how would I persuade you? You may persuade me. I mean, we'd have to discuss and talk. I mean, I would not be able to tell you this is the way it is until I hear all of us and the citizens of this community also, of course. What is their opinion?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And last question comes back to me, which is a very simple question. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I'd just like to say that I love to live here in the Central Coast. I traveled the world. I brought a friend here with me from Germany. And I've been in Germany so many times, and I do have some perspective of what other countries and people do in the world, too. I've been third world countries. I've been there. I surfed Fiji, Australia, New Zealand when I was young. I think I have a lot to give to the city of Grover Beach for a positive growth, myself, to help. So we can strive for some good stuff here at the city. I love it, the Central Coast. I always like to come back. And I'm here now for good. I'm retired.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Peters, Chief Peters, if you would please bring in Ms. Desiree Lance. See how painless that was, Ken? No. Thank you for joining us this evening. If you're comfortable at the lectern, you can stay there, or sure. We do have a seated area right next to you if you feel more comfortable seated. But so thank you for joining us this evening. We do have five questions for you.
Okay.
We're gonna I'll start with me. I have questions from the rest of the council, and then back to myself. Okay. So with that, we'll start with, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Sure. I'm Desi Lance. I am a Central Coast native. I was raised in SLO and then Paso. I graduated from Templeton High and then went down south to go to undergrad, where I graduated from Azusa Pacific University in a degree in cinema broadcast arts. I then moved to Chicago, where I eventually attended law school and met my husband, Alec. We were married here on the Central Coast in 2014. And then had the opportunity to move to London. So we actually lived and worked abroad for 3 years until our son was born in May of 2017, which brought us back to the states. I convinced my husband that California is where we need to be. So we officially moved to Grover Beach in April of last year, although we purchased our home in July of 2016. So it was about 2 years in logistics and planning to finally get on the Central Coast again. I am a contract business immigration attorney, so I assist boutique law firms and their clients in navigating the immigration process, obtaining work authorization and investment visas, and so forth. I also am beginning a new position at Slo College of Law this semester, supervising their legal hotline that they provide to the community. And my family and I attend Harvest Church in Aurora Grande. As for the reasons that I would like to serve on the council, I think there's a number of them. However, probably the main one being that I love this community and we've really found a home here. And, you know, I am motivated on a number of ways, you know, from a personal standpoint, being a homeowner and raising my family here and seeing this as our long-term residence. I obviously want to see Grover Beach be the best version of itself. And on the other hand, as a lawyer, I have a strong desire for public advocacy and community representation and service. And I think those coupled together just provide me with the motivation to want to serve on the council. And I think the most effective opportunity to facilitate change in this community. It's a great community, but I think there's a lot of opportunity for growth and improvement, and I want to be an agent of that change, and serving on the council would allow me to do that for this community that we have chosen to put roots down in.
Thank you very much.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Sure. Just a few years ago, I moved to London and I had no network whatsoever. And I attended an event with a legal professional organization. That night, I joined as events coordinator. And within less than a year, I was the vice president elected. So, you know, I think that with that kind of motivation to serve and to be a part of a, whether it's an organization or a community, I think that I could be an asset in that way and hit the ground running. And then as far as just skill set, you know, having a diversity of experience, being a mom, being a business owner, being a homeowner, being somewhat of a transient the last 10 years, living in different communities and in different cities, and then with my legal background, I think I could really apply, you know, a way of being strategic and creative in problem solving and trying to work within the framework of the format that we have to work within.
Thank you.
And what is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out?
Sure. So I know there's a few projects that you guys have been focused on. I attended the candidate forum back during the midterm elections, which gave me a little bit more insight into what is kind of on the agenda. Obviously, we want to see the groundbreaking for the project over on PCH over by the golf course and Finns. That's a huge, I would love to see that happen. I think that's going to drive economic development a ton. Another thing that Councilmember Shaw had mentioned in her candidate forum discussion was sidewalking Grover Beach. That's a huge priority that I would love to see come to fruition. And just attracting businesses in general along Grand Avenue, I think there's a lot of potential for growth there. As far as how you guys get around to doing those things, obviously there's a lot of things that go into consideration. There's a number of committees that obviously partake in decision-making and determining what the best route for facilitating those changes are, and as well as making sure that there's the funds to do that and that you're working within the legal frameworks that you have set forth as far as municipal codes and all that fun stuff.
Thank you. If you're passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Sure. So the question is, just so I understand it, is if I'm passionate about a topic, but it's not necessarily a passion of the other council members, how do I express myself fully at that topic. I think when it comes to things like that, you really have to set forth the kind of the numbers, even though it might not be a numbers situation, but the black and white facts of what I am discussing and what are the... Yeah, what are the facts of the discussion? Take the kind of passion and the motivation and everything else outside of that for a second and just kind of lay the framework of what I'm trying to discuss. And then after that, once there's a really full understanding of the topic at hand, then coming in with the sides and the different arguments that go into play for that topic.
Thank you.
And last question comes back to me,
sure.
And it asks, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I mean, I think just, you know, I kind of applied because I really wanted to serve the city. And even if I'm not chosen for council, I'm eager to put in a volunteer application and join one of the committees or commissions as and when a vacancy opens. We're really happy to call this place home and choose it as our long-term residence. And if I can assist the community in facilitating change and making things happen and understanding the needs and wants of the city, then I'll do that in any capacity.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Chief, if you bring in Joseph Holmes. Good evening, Joseph. We have five questions for you this evening.
Okay.
So we'll start with my first question will be, and then we'll go through other council members, and then it will return to me for the last question. So,
sure.
With that, if you would, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Well, my name is Joseph Holmes, and I want to be on the city council for many reasons. I was pretty much raised here. I lived here almost 30 years. I grew up in Grover Beach on Brighton Street with my two folks and my brother and sister. Lived there most of my life. Played on the streets of Grover Beach, Brighton Street, all over. I've always, till about the age of 24, I attended my first council meeting, and it was in 2006. And the first person I met was John Scholes. And I went to that meeting and watched that meeting and how it was ran and everything like that. And I felt like, well, this is pretty cool, you know. But I met John that night. I went to public comment and spoke, just as I'm doing right now, probably half as nervous as I am right now. And he came up to me after the meeting and said, that was a good speech you gave. And someday you'll be up here. That was 12 years ago. And I always loved this town. I've seen this town grow. I've seen many more people come in here. I've seen businesses grow. I've seen so much done in Grover Beach just in the past few years and beyond that. And as a kid, I would sit on my field next to my house on Brighton Street, which is still there. And at the time, I'd be playing with my friends, and they'd be like, you know, hey, we would just be joy. We just loved the neighborhood. We were so safe. It was so my parents moved here from Long Beach in 1990, and we found this beautiful place to live. And me and my brother and sister we made so many beautiful friends. And, you know, then after the meeting that night, I went to that same field, and I said, you know, I want to serve this community someday. I don't know when it'll be, but one of these days I want to serve this town and be a part of something special and help make Grover Beach bigger than it already is. And, you know, I have a wife and a son who I wish were here tonight. We found our place to live about a year ago. We moved back to Grover Beach. We were so happy to be back home. And to live right around the corner from where I grew up was just so mind-blowing. And I want to raise my son here. I want to see him grow here. And I want to serve these wonderful people. We have wonderful people in this town. I walk these streets every single day. I go to Vaughn's almost every week. I run into very, very beautiful people. And I just see so many happy folks, whether at the store or at the park or whatever. But, yeah, that sums it up.
Okay. Jeff. Thank you.
And what skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, the skills I have are, I have a lot of leadership skills. I've, in the workforce, I've been a supervisor. I've been an assistant manager of a restaurant. I've led teams of people. I do now. I think my skills come from building a good team and making everybody positive and working together. I think you need to work together is really important when you're on a city council or any other body. I've become more and more engaged with people lately, but my experience comes from probably just the workplace. And I've, you know, been a youth leader, a church. I've always been a leader. So most of my life I've been a leader, and I feel like I can apply that to this wonderful team.
Thank you.
What is your understanding of or familiarity of the council's goals for the city and the policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out?
Well, I think right now there's a lot of goals being set right now. You got the cannibal businesses that are coming on right now, which is a good revenue tax for you for Grover Beach. The street repair project, seeing streets get done, continuing to do that. I think, the Beachfront Lodge, another thing that really is out there, which I've seen through all the meetings I've watched through the years, even when Debbie was mayor, just watching all the, you guys, just the city council discuss things like that. But I think goals is not just those, but like bringing businesses here and building revenue for Grover Beach, bringing people to shop, people to visit our stores, new stores that want to come in, things like that.
Thanks.
Okay. If you are passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion isn't shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Well, that's a good question. If I'm passionate about something, and I'd like to have, like you said, have everybody kind of be involved in that or have an ear on it, I would present that with 100 billion percent, language. And, here, this is what I want. Here's my idea. Here's what I want to really do in my heart. Let's make it, see if we can make it work. I would use positive energy. I wouldn't attack. I wouldn't be like, negative about it. I would be open to I would just be a voice and say, look, here, let's see if we can do this and work together. So I'd be positive about that. I would be more or less like, let's see if we can go from there. And if it's meant to happen, great. If not, hey, it's okay.
And last question comes back to me, which is a very straightforward one, which is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to be here. It's very monumentous for me, and I respect all of you greatly. You're all great council people, and Jeff, you're a great mayor. You're going to do a great job, and I'm just glad and privileged to be involved in all your guys' lives in one way or another. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Chief, our next person is Fred Bonwestro, Jr. So. Good evening, sir. And I'm going to apologize because I'm sure I just did not pronounce your name correctly. So as you introduce yourself, if you would correct me on the pronunciation of your name. But we'll start. We've got five questions for you. We'll start with the first question with me. Rotate through the council, and then I'll finish with the last question. So we'll start here with, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Well, I'm a family man, husband. I have five kids. Born and raised here in Grover for 42 years. My family came here in the 60s, and we've always been here in Grover. And I just felt like it was time to kind of put my 5 cents into this.
Okay. And what skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
I guess the skills I have is just kind of from the work that I've been doing. You know, I'm a construction foreman, so I've always been good at being a leader, working well with others, listening to what others have to say, and kind of, you know, putting together a good team and just going for it, you know, making sure we're organized and efficient.
Thank you.
What's your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
You know, my understanding to it is to make sure that everybody succeeds. You know, every business, whether it be a bead store to cannabis and everything in between, that we're all succeeding, that we're still that family community. And, you know, just that's it. I'm nervous. It got like 10 degrees hotter in here.
Just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're passionate about a subject or issue, and that passion is not shared by the rest of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Well, I'd probably sit down with them, you know, and kind of share my view as to what I thought about that, you know, whatever the subject may be, and just try to get them to see it from my perspective and understanding, so that way they can go, okay, well, you know, maybe he has a point. We can put some more interest into this and see what we can do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. And last question comes back to me, which is there anything else that you'd like to add?
You know, Grover Beach is my home. You know, this is a city I was raised in. I've seen a lot of changes. I've seen some I love the direction that it's going in right now, and I just want to help into it. And, you know, having five kids, this is our roots, and this is what I want them to see, and hopefully in the future be able to do something better than what Dad can do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Chief, Ms. Kara Ramirez. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. So, and I've neglected to say in the last couple is you can either stand at the microphone, or we do have a seat there, wherever you're most comfortable. So we do have five questions for you. So I'll start with the first one. We'll rotate through the council, and then I'll ask the last question. So the first one we'll start with.
Are we going to do an introduction? Or?
Yep. So that's going to be actually the first question.
Got it. Okay.
In 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Thank you for having me here. My name is Kara Ramirez. I've been in this chamber many times, and each time the mayor calls the meeting to order, I feel a jolt of excitement. As our former city clerk Donna would say, it is here in this room where all in our front row are witnessing democracy. Citizenship and community have played a huge role throughout my life, from running for student council in elementary, junior high, and high school, to choosing government as my major while attending Sac State, to volunteering with NABO in college,
And to later in life, organizing a support group for fellow military spouses of special needs, to leading Girl Scout troops and PTA here in Grover Beach, I've always found ways to getting involved. I've been following the direction that you four have taken our city closely over the past several years. I am proud of the work you have done with the new fiber network, the progress we are continuing to make with Five Cities Homeless Coalition, the direction and role we play in the Five Cities Fire Authority and our Grover Beach Police Department, and the forethought of getting ahead in the cannabis industry as far as setting the tax policy and safety guidelines, to our hotel project, to the logic, reason, and teamwork that you all bring to policymaking and budgeting decisions that affect the residents of Grover Beach. I admire the decorum when disagreements arise, and if appointed, I will strive to continue the precedent that you four have set. As referenced in my application, I ran a very short-lived campaign for this position in the election. One of the most encouraging moments was gaining the support of unfamiliar neighbors and hearing their excitement to support someone new on City Council. The perspective I can bring to the city represents a large demographic of this city. I'm a renter. I am young-ish, professional, raising two young children in the city that I have come to love and strive to give back to. I wanted a voice on this council that more represented my demographic, and what better than mine? If appointed, I intend to bring a new perspective to this council. I promise to engage citizens, to bring dignity to this position, and to work as a team with the city council members, always with the interest of the people in every policy I cast a vote on. I'm here raising my hand, committed to serve the residents of this city from the front row of democracy, as our former city clerk said, Donna. Thank you for my consideration.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
If I'm appointed, I work very closely with the city in the job capacity that I do every day. I work in education at an elementary school in the city. I'm close to young families. I know the needs of the young families in this city. I'm close to the youth of this city. I'm a mother in this city, and I also volunteer in this city. I've come to many city council member meetings. I'm familiar with the policies that you all have voted on and what face our city. I'm prepared to hit the ground running, and I'm eager to do so.
Thank you.
What is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for the city and the policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out?
Right now, I know that we are waiting for our budget to come in. We're waiting for the budget from the cannabis industry to kind of see where that's going to play out. I know that... not necessarily for the budget to come in, but to see where that falls and how that's going to affect our city, and what we can do with that money and how much it actually is going to impact our city. I know that we're working on the hotel project. If that is going to come to fruition, how that's going to come to fruition. I know that there's permits that are waiting to that are set maybe to expire if things don't come together in a certain time. So I know we're working on that. The expansion of the train station, I know that you guys are working diligently on. I know that there's the street project that you guys have been instrumental in working years on. Past city councils have been working years on that. Very appreciative as a resident of that project. And, you know, excited that that's a project that, you know, voters have voted on, city councils have you know, eagerly adopted and been instrumental in, but that's affected the citywide.
Okay. If you're passionate about a subject or an issue, but the passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other council members see your perspective?
Research, evidence. If my passion is unfounded, then I'm definitely going to have to take a seat back. But if my passion is founded, presenting evidence to you four, backing it up with why I think it's beneficial to our city, why I think my vote is correct, and why I would like you you know, to vote or support this project or policy or proposition the way that I see it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So with that, the last question is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Again, just thank you for giving us all this opportunity to be involved. It's encouraging that there was 13 of us, but, you know, 10 of us who showed up tonight just be a part of this process. I'm excited who you guys are going to choose. I'm confident as a resident, not just as a person up here seeking a position, but I'm confident who you guys are going to choose, and the right person will come up here and excited about tonight, and I'll continue sitting front row with my daughter and I at many city council meetings to come, regardless of this outcome, and thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Great. Thanks. Looks like Mr. Robert is next. And Mr. Mayor, you can actually stay in the room now. So. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Great.
We've got five questions for you, so if you're comfortable at the lectern, feel free to stay there, or if you'd like to be seated, we do have a microphone there as well. So the microphone is on. Okay. So we do have five questions. I'll start with the first. It'll then rotate through the council, and then I'll ask the last question. Okay. So the first one to begin is, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay. My name is Robert. In July 2018, a group of people came to me and asked me to consider being a candidate for the November 6, 2018 Grover Beach City Council election. I declared my candidacy so that I could represent those citizens who wanted a voice on this city council. Nearly 2,000 people, just under 30% of the voting population, came together to support my candidacy. This group still wants me to be heard. This group still wants a voice on the Grover Beach City Council. Voters for me, Robert, deserve to have their voices heard on this city council. This is about the residents who voted for me, not about me, so they could have a voice on this city council. It's about a group of residents who love the city, want to understand the city, have pride in the city, and urge me to become their representative. This group of residents band together. I became a candidate for a place on the Grover Beach City Council. I walked the neighborhoods, I talked to the people, I heard the concerns for the residents and businesses, and I gave it all I could with my time and effort and listening capabilities. There is a time when you must appoint someone, when the voters do not have a choice of someone to vote for. This is not it. The voters clearly gave me their support and have asked me to be their representative, a voice of the people, a voice for the people. For you to ignore this is an indirect violation of what makes our country great, the voice of the people, not just a select few. Councilmember Debbie Peterson said it best last city council meeting when she said, "Why should we appoint someone when we have a person that did what was required to be placed on the city council and has the vote of the people? I have the time and will give the effort to be a solid representative for these people who want to be heard on this city council. You know my qualifications. You have had ample opportunities to read what I have written in my candidacy statement. You know I'm a hardworking person. I will represent the nearly 2,000 people who voted as to have a voice on this city council and the community as a whole fairly and completely. My supporters know I am ready to begin this representation of their views and concerns this evening. Thank you."
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
I have been operating a business since 1991. I have a clear mind, and I work well with people, and I understand concerns that people have about different problems, and I feel that I could do a very good job of representing the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your understanding or familiarity of the Council's goals for the city and the policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
My understanding of the city's... Are you asking me how the city works or what your goals are?
No, for the City Council goals, your understanding of the City Council goals, and then the policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out.
Well, see, I might have a different mindset because I want to represent the people. I don't want to represent four or five people sitting up there on the City Council. I want to understand what the people of the city want. Now, I understand that we have a lodge going in or try to get going in. We have marijuana issues to deal with. We have the streets to deal with, taxes to deal with, water issues. Those all have to be taken into consideration amongst all five of you on the City Council, and we have to come up to a way to make these things work for the people and the money and the budget that we have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're passionate about a subject or issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
I would talk to each individual personally or as a group and try to persuade them in a positive way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the last question comes back to me, which is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Anything else I'd like to add? No. I just feel that what's going on here shouldn't be going on. I know that Miriam Shaw, you were appointed at one point, and that's great. Barbara Nichols, you were appointed. And like I said before, there's a time when you need to appoint someone. But when the community takes a candidate and votes them and gets almost 30% of the vote and you ignore that, that's a sad, sad day in our democracy. Thank you.
And we've lost the police chief. There he is, Mr. Todd Mitchell. Good evening, sir. So we have five questions for you this evening, and if you're comfortable standing at the lectern, so feel free to be there, or there is a seat to your right, or to your left, rather, if you're more comfortable there. So I'll take the first question. We'll then rotate questions through the council, and then I will have the fifth question. So we shall begin with, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay. Well, good evening, and my name is Todd Mitchell, and I've been a resident of the Central Coast since 2000. I've resided in my same home in Grover Beach for over 12 years. My wife, Sarah, and I began our careers as K-12 educators back in 1997. We chose the Central Coast and Grover Beach to begin our family, be able to continue our education, and raise our children. Now we hold multiple master's degrees, and our children have began their education here at Grover Beach Elementary. We reside close enough that I walk here to City Hall. I've attended many Grover Beach City Council meetings, probably the majority over the last 2 to 3 years, and many community events over the past few years as well. I'm one of the 7 qualified applicants for a retail cannabis store in the future. I've helped to clean our parks and beaches. I've donated over $1,000 to the Homeless Coalition, as well as over $1,000 to the City Council and mayoral campaigns. I'm also a volunteer board member of the Central Coast Autism Spectrum Center, where I'm currently the vice president. My experience from education as a special education teacher, director of special education, executive director, and superintendent has left me with administrative skills in operations, budgeting, compliance, governance, and contracting, as well as many other helpful resources available to benefit the council. I believe that I'm able to meet the role and responsibilities as a member of the City Council if selected by the current council or in the future by the voting residents of this city. I'm able to add to this policymaking body, acting on the city's goals, supporting fulfillment of the major projects and infrastructure, recognizing the importance of the city's finances and strategic plan in accordance with the spirit of community. My interests and intentions are sincere as an active member of the community, long-term resident, children who are still in the Lucia Mara School District. I'm a homeowner. I have a good pulse on the community. I think of myself as friendly and approachable, and with my knowledge, I can be a professional representative of this community. In short, I can bring value to this city council as well as making my family proud. Thank you.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
I'm at a very good point in my life, I believe. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a consultant for both education as well as other businesses. As an educator, I'm looking to become a professor by April of this year, and I think that my experience with governance as an employer and with the accountability due to public funds would let me achieve that.
Thank you.
What is your understanding or familiarity of the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry those goals out?
So what I observe is, along with so many members of our community, the streets, the community center down on the beach, really making sure that our city continues to strive forward with both tourism and other items that bring things in. We have our gas stations, restaurants, supermarkets. We have a lot for a city of our size, especially here on the Central Coast. I think that everybody has the concern with homeless and other things, what I think of mostly as petty crimes and things that can be thwarted in a positive manner.
Thank you.
If you're passionate about a subject or issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
As a person who is both an educator and believing that everything evolves and changes over time, I think wholeheartedly that we can have the appropriate discourse or education, and that the majority makes a decision, and we all need to stand behind it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And last question is, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, I think I've been passionate about many things in my life. I've been afforded the opportunity to speak to each of you, both here within these chambers and outside at community events and personally. So I think, for the public, I'm very, very passionate about people with exceptional needs and people that have difficulties with their life. I think majority of us are very fortunate, and we can help others. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Terry Wingate. Good evening, sir. So we've got five questions for you. So I'll start with the first question, and then we'll rotate through the council, and then we'll finish with that. Since no one's taken me up on it, I'll still say it. But you're more than welcome to sit at the table there if you like, or stay at the lectern. So, with that, please take 2 minutes or less and tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay. Obviously, you know who I am. I'm Terry Wingate. Lived in Grover Beach over 22 years now. I'm retired. I basically wanted to give back to the community. I felt I could do that very well as a city council member, providing I was approved. I basically ran in 2016. My intent was not to receive any contributions, which I did not. I also did not win, so maybe there's a lesson there. I did have an offer for 2018 from a MBA out of USC who lives in Orange County. He was going to come up and run a campaign for me. And I said, well, looking at the two people incumbents here, I don't think I want to run. So I thanked him but said no. Now, as a retired person, I do have a lot of time that I can use to study issues. I believe I could do a good job based on my education. I do have an accounting degree from Lakeland University. I do have a lot of work experience that would apply here. I basically have, with the work experience the last 20 years or more, I have an ability to listen to all the stakeholders, to listen to at least as much as I'm legally able to with the sunshine laws and everything. Now, I also have the time to read and study a lot, to talk. I realize there are experts with the city staff, the city attorney, the city manager that have really good opinions and a lot of valid knowledge, so I definitely want to hear what they had to say. Now, basically, I've also worked well with a lot of large groups, small groups, individuals over a period of time. We've come to consensus. We've come to the ability to solve problems. I've done this in a very frictionless manner normally, so I'm a good team player. I'd be looking forward to obviously working with the council, the mayor, to get solutions for the city. And then I think I'll stop at this point. It must be close to two. You don't have the timer on, but yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Okay. I've had a lot of facilitator training, for one thing, that I believe would be valuable in listening to people in trying to resolve some issues. As I mentioned, the accounting degree, I'm able to read the reports, very comprehensive reports, able to understand them fairly well. I've done a lot of analysis in a number of jobs as a controller for a large construction company. As a, I guess I was a senior tax specialist for a period of time where I went out and taught bankers, attorneys, lawyers, and had to do a lot of research that way. And then the last job where they put a square peg into a round hole as a revenue officer, I did do a lot of analysis and tried to help come up with plans for companies to keep them in business. So I've had a lot of training in that area. I don't believe there'd be a lot of things I can think of at this point other than that.
Thank you.
What is your understanding of or familiarity with the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
Mm-hmm. You know, I surprisingly did spend some time on the capital projects, the improvements, things of that. I did notice that the, I guess this year, the 2019 year, it looked like we're kind of pulling in a little bit. I mean, there's some projects that are big that are going to happen, but overall it looked like because of revenue, we're kind of shrinking our expectations of what we wanted to get done in the city. And I may be getting off track here, what I'd really be looking at is maybe increasing the tax base, increasing revenue, so we could get back on track on some of these programs. I think one in February of 2018, the broadband was going to be completed. I don't think that happened. So it's still being worked on. It needs money. So, you know, I looked at a lot of the unfunded projects, and they are all important, and they all need some money. So we need to spend a lot more time trying to get that in some fashion. Grants, or I know you do an excellent job in grants, but try to get more. try to get the tax base a little better.
Thank you. If you're passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion isn't shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Okay. Most likely, if... Okay, my understanding, it has to be done publicly. So if it is an agenda item, I guess I'm not going to really discuss it. If it was an agenda item, I would make my best argument one time. I'm not going to keep harping on it, keep coming back to it, but I would attempt to show why it may be an important thing that we need. Because I do have about five issues I'm really concerned about for the city.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So with that last comment in mind, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
At this point, the not having the experience of actually seeing how this works completely, I've done some reading on it. I would say... I've learned I probably need to spend a lot more time coming to the meeting, so I will be doing that, whatever the decision is, but I don't really have anything else to say. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Michael Pogvara. Good evening.
Good evening.
We've got five questions for you.
Okay.
So we'll start with my first question, and then we'll rotate through the council and come back to me for the final question. So, and we'll start with, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
All right. Well, good evening. I'm Michael Pogvara. Thank you, Honorable Mayor Lee and council members. I've been a member of the Air Force for the past 19 years. The opportunities and experience I've gained while serving my country have been such a blessing to me. I'm currently the air terminal manager at Vandenberg, and I've also served in quality assurance and as safety officer. During my career, I've held volunteer positions as professional development manager, where I oversaw the development for 160 people in our squadron. I've also been vice president of our senior enlisted board and participated in committees running community events. My experience in the government's been influential because it's given me a tool set to be able to research problems at multiple levels. I work in air transportation, so a lot of our governing directives aren't just from the Air Force, but we also have like national and international governing directives as well. I've guided selection for hiring Japanese employees, which was a very unique experience, working with the government of Japan and how they hired their civil servants to work for us. And I've also gained the expertise to work with experts and understand that I'm not always going to have the right answer right away, but knowing how to research it and talk to the right people to make it happen. So I want to serve the city of Grover Beach because I believe our community is unique. I moved here 3 years ago, and obviously it's a long commute from Vandenberg, but I fell in love with the community, its beachfront location, and the kind of the vibrant changes I saw happening on Grand Avenue. It definitely got me excited to live here. So again, thank you for taking time to ask me questions, and I look forward to hearing.
Thank you.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
All right. Well, I have my bachelor's in organizational management. I have a varied experience, both from my supporting community events, mostly which has been on base, just because that's the environment I've been on. Up until this point, but also leadership and board positions with, as I previously said, the board manager and vice president of our senior enlisted committee. And I've also kind of a more interesting experience I had recently was I was assigned to a civil engineering squadron and oversaw the contractors and ensuring compliance with that they were Just coordinating with the project managers and ensuring that they were meeting their timelines and doing the work the correct way. And the last thing that really drove me to want to do this was at one point I had the ability or the opportunity to serve as first sergeant, which for us in the Air Force, that's one person who you have no other primary duties other than the work with people. And that's what really drove me to want to do this is our motto was and still is that people are our profession. And that's kind of what I want to bring to the council.
Thank you.
What is your understanding of or your familiarity with the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
So from listening in and on previous meetings, one that I was really excited about was the public arts program that's getting studied. Another one is the HEAP utilization that's upcoming. I know the first round's end of January. And as a resident of Grover Beach, obviously making sure that homeless have the resources they need to get out of the situation and have a sustainable path is definitely something that's important to me. Also, the 4th Street improvements as far as improving safety. In my time here, I did witness the fatality when I think it was 4th and 7th, around that area. It was North 4th Street, though. And so making that as safe as possible for the people who have to cross there on a regular basis is definitely important.
If you're passionate about a subject or an issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
Yeah. I think the most important thing about conflict is a lot of times it brings out good viewpoints. So just because somebody else doesn't share my point of view, I think having that discussion and understanding where they come from is of vital importance, and hopefully the council as a whole can benefit from those differing viewpoints and voicing them and hearing each other thoroughly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And last question is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Just again to kind of reiterate why I want to be a member of the council. The vibrant community here, I've really seen push for change. In the past two elections, I've seen people be willing to vote for tax increases and investments in the community, so I know that's important to the people, and I want to be a part of that, pushing it forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ms. Karen Bright, and for those of you in the chambers, this is our 10th and final person. So. Good evening.
Good evening.
We've got five questions for you. So we'll start with a question from myself and then rotate through the other council members and finish with a last question from me. So with that, in 2 minutes or less, please tell us about yourself and why you want to be on the city council.
Okay. Well, I'll start with myself. Okay. So Grover Beach has been my home for 32 years. During that time, I've enjoyed being part of a number of organizations, including Grover Heights and Judkins PTAs, Beach City's Little League, Grover Beach Beautiful, and Grover Beach Citizens Advisory Committees. 3 terms for the Planning Commission as chair and commissioner. Currently, I am vice chair for the Lucia Mar Unified School District Bond Oversight Committee, and I am a member of the board for the Grover Beach Community Foundation, among others. I won't go through the whole list, but I have 2 grandchildren, Carson and Kenzie. They're both students at Grover Heights Elementary School. I have 2 children. My son, Corey, is employed by the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Department. My daughter, Courtney, is in the medical testing field. They both live here in the area. As for me, after 33 years of employment with San Luis Coastal Unified School District, I'm going to retire in August, and I will be able to pursue my hobbies of Polynesian dancing, gardening, and reading. So the reason that I submitted my application for this appointment and am here tonight is because I'd like to assist my city and this council. In 2007, while serving on the Planning Commission, I was appointed to the City Council. I then ran for office and was elected in 2008 and again in 2012. My council term ended in December of 2016. I'm very, very proud of this city and the progress that has been made. I have the experience and knowledge gained through years of service, which enables me from day one to hit the ground running, to assist and support the council to move forward with other projects as well as with city issues, budgets, policy, serving on external boards and commissions. Of the 14 assignments that are listed, I've served on 9. 3 have not, SLOCOG, Five Cities Fire, and the Chamber. The 2, they haven't had a meeting yet, so I have not served on those. I have a proven track record of honest, sound decision-making and good judgment, along with the ability to work with diverse personalities toward a common goal. And while we may not always agree, I believe that robust discussion contributes to a healthy government. If discussions are straightforward, open, and respectful, with a common goal in mind, then we can agree to disagree and get on with the people's business. You can be assured I will be forthright and represent the council and city's best interests in an ethical and courteous manner with an open mind and full transparency. Thank you.
What skills, qualities, experience, or education do you possess that would allow you to hit the ground running if you are appointed?
Well, shall I go over this again? I think the fact that I served for 10 years in this role and continue to serve on other boards as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your understanding of or your familiarity with the council's goals for Grover Beach and the policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
Well, the fact that... Would you mind repeating that for me, please?
Multifaceted. What is your understanding of or your familiarity with the council's goals for Grover Beach and those policies, programs, and projects to carry out those goals?
Well, I'd say I'm very familiar with the goals of the council. And the policies to carry them out are basically within the budget document that is done yearly, annually, in order to bring them to fruition. So those goals are they are outlined every year, and they are put in. They're put in chronological order as to what's most important and where the funds will be allocated so that those policies can be can come to fruition.
Thank you. If you're passionate about a subject or issue, but that passion is not shared by the majority of the council, what would you do to help the other members of the council see your perspective?
I would just keep talking about it. Give them as much information as I possibly can and try to get them to see my point of view.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the last question comes back to me, which is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I'd like to say that, first of all, thank you very much for what you've done. I think that we've come a long way, and thanks to all of you and the time that you have dedicated for bringing us as far as you have. We have a long way to go yet, and I would like to help you get there if you would allow me to do so. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. With that, that concludes our question portion of tonight's festivities, and now we move into the next point of the discussion. So, and first, before I open up to the public, I just want to give the council an opportunity to ask either the city manager or the city attorney any questions about the process. So, if they've been generated during the course of the questions. Seeing none?
Well, I don't have any questions. I guess we'll talk about what we'll do.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think the next opportunity I'll do is I will open this to the public for public communication. So I only have one speaker slip, and that's Mr. Jim Joffe.
It's rather warm in here, don't you think? It probably comes as no surprise.
And actually, and Jim, before you talk,
yes.
So if you would do me a favor, please put that back on.
Okay.
So because we request the fact that there's no electioneering or no visible means of support within the chambers during this process.
Okay. I'm Jim Joffe. I'm a 38-year resident of San Luis County and an 8-month resident of Grover Beach. And it probably comes as no surprise to you that I'm an advocate for Karen Bright. And to that end, this is a very serious appointment that deserves a level of utmost scrutiny if the Grover Beach community is to be served and represented well by someone with no less than actual experience and expertise in local government, and that person is Karen Bright. This is not a popularity contest, and neither is it an on-the-job training position. I applaud the other individuals that applied, but this is an appointment for someone that can hit the ground running, and that someone is Karen Bright. Each and every one of you at one time are freshman council members. You know well as anybody that this job, and it's a job if it's done right, that it takes an inordinate amount of time to come up to speed with respect to city government and all that entails, and the numerous county boards that make important decisions that affect us in Grover Beach and sometimes countywide. You know, with some newly elected officials, you don't know exactly what their true demeanor is until after they're in office. And with Karen Bright, and you have all worked with her before, you know exactly what you will get, and that is a true representative of the people of Grover Beach. Karen Bright's past and present experience more than qualifies her for this vacant council position, and the following includes just some of her over 30 years of dedication to Grover Beach. She mentioned some of these, but I'll reiterate them. She was the director of the Grover Beach Community Foundation. She was vice chair and is vice chair of the Lucio Mar USD Board Oversight Committee. She was a membership chair of Groverites PTA for 2 years, vice president of the Central Coast California Association of Public Procurement Officials for 3 years, board member and chair, SLO County Air Pollution Control Board, 9 years, SLO County Liaison to South Basin-wide APCD for 4 years, board member and chair, Zone 3 Water Board Advisory Board, 9 years, board member of the Economic Vitality Corporation, 3 years. Commissioner and chair, Grover Beach Planning Commission, for 10 years. Executive board member, Grover Heights Elementary and Judkins PTA, for 8 years. Executive board member, Beach Cities Little League, for 7 years. A committee member of the Grover Beach General Plan Advisory Committee, and a committee member of Grover Beautiful. And last but not least, Karen Bright served almost 10 consecutive years on the City Council, and that has given her experience that the choice is clear. Karen Bright has been there, done that, and ready to do it again from the get-go. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. Is there anyone else who want to come forward? Actually, Ron, let's have Liz come forward. I saw her hand first. So, okay, Orton. Thanks. Yes.
I'm Ron Arnelson. I think you have the opportunity to put a new face up here, a new person that's got some maybe new views. The previous speaker is right. It does take a while to get up to speed, but you've all been there. You've all had that opportunity to do that. I think you should give it to someone that some new person that's going to listen to the community, not be just another rubber stamp. You have three people that have ran for council in the last 2 years that have presented themselves again here tonight. I think that their ability to move to come forward and run a campaign and stick their neck out there speaks for their ability to the fact that they want to be part of this community. They want to be a council member. So I think there's those three people should be given maybe an extra point or two in the voting. I really wish you would think about a new person with new values and new issues and represent maybe a group of the community that isn't represented on that board at this time. Thank you.
Anyone else?
You go ahead. I will go after you.
Good evening, Liz Dukas, North Grover Beach. I also agree with Ron Arnoldson in the fact that we need more diversity on our board. It was mentioned by one of the council members that you would like persons of like minds, and that is the exact opposite of what we need. We do not need like minds. We need diversity and new ideas to come to our board. We don't need professional representations. We need persons from our community that are going to bring a good voice. I know what it's like to run a campaign on less than $2,000. It's not easy. It's not easy to get out there and walk the streets, talk to people, get your signs out. You all know how hard a work that is. And I really support Robert. He really did the work. He really let people know. He got almost 30% of the vote. I think that's just amazing. And let's let those 30%, even though they weren't the percentage that won, but let's let those less than 30% of people have a voice on our council. Let's shake it up a little bit. Let's bring new ideas. Robert has been a dedicated servant to this community. He's worked many, many, many of our events that we've had over the years. And a more honest and decent person you will never find. So I think it is imperative to let the voice of the people be heard. They already have his vote of confidence, and I think would be excellent to bring a little bit more diversity to this council. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Certainly. So, whoop, either.
Go right ahead.
Patricia Price. I wanted to say I'm really, really thrilled to see so many people come forward to want to be on the city council. They're, every one of you, I love listening to your reasons. I love the excitement and the passion and the willingness to step forward and do the hard work of the council, because it is hard work. With that said, I, like the two previous speakers, would like to see some diversity on this board. I'd like to see new faces. The fact that Robert ran a campaign, a really tough campaign, and got a good number of votes. It shows that the community does really trust him. They voted for him. I saw several people that, to me, expressed the ability to come on and be ready to go forward and have the tools to take this rough task on. To the people that won't get selected tonight, I suggest pay attention, come back time and again, because that's what's going to make this city amazing and wonderful, having you all come forward and be willing to do the work and get on committees. Again, I really would pull for a new face, some diversity on this council, somebody to challenge you all. I would have a lot of respect for this council if they did that.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hello, Mayor Lee and City Council members. Happy New Year. If nobody said it to you, I'm sure they have. I've listened to everybody speak tonight, and I have been to City Council meetings for 5.5 years, almost every one of them, and I'm sure that you all remember that. Some people just does not have the disposition to be a council member. That I would be one of those people. Because it does take somebody with patience and somebody that doesn't get excited and somebody that doesn't get upset. The only concern I have is, and I have nothing against any of the four of you up there, but my concern is all four of you are from the north side of Grover Beach. I would like to have somebody from the south side
of
Grover
Beach. Wait a minute, I'm not.
I would like to have somebody from the south side of Grover Beach that is really knows what's going on in my side of town, okay? I spent many, many hours getting committees together and having town meetings with Mayor Scholes and all of you, and I've produced a lot of people out there. I've heard many, many people speak tonight, and most of them, when when Barbara asked how they could persuade you to see their point of view. Most of them said they were a leader. We don't need a leader right now. We need a freshman council member. And I think Mayor Lee is our leader for the next 4 years. However, we do need new faces, and we do need some younger people in there. I heard two people that I can recommend tonight, speaker number two, and I think speaker number seven, which was the man that was a K-12 teacher. And that would be my recommendation. Nothing against the rest of them, but with what they had to say, I think that they would do the best job for our city. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you for those comments. Anyone else want to come forward and have any comments? Seeing no one else come forward, I'll bring it back and say thank you to everyone who's participated tonight. Thank you to all those who have spoken as well. I think before we get into the next phase, I do want to echo some of the members' comments in the fact that yes, we are about to disappoint nine of you this evening, but there are a number of committee assignments, whether it be Planning Commission, whether it be Parks and Recreation, whether it be our Traffic Committee, whether it be our Bond Oversight Committee. There are a number of ways and a number of vacancies that are open, and I would encourage all of those who aren't successful this evening, all of you are success just by being here tonight, and we thank you for that. But if you're not successfully seated this evening, I would recommend that you do choose to get involved in your city, join us on other committees, whether it's as a volunteer or whether as a committee member. So with that, again, I'll say thank you and bring it back to the council for discussion. So the approach that we had kind of outlined was, and I didn't hear anybody say otherwise, so I think the next step probably is for each of us to choose, we'll say, our top four to kind of pair the list from 10 to 4. And our city manager, who's squirming, and I'll get to him in just a second, will capture those names that we all provide, and then either we'll choose to either take a quick 5 or 10 minute break or continue with the discussion. So with that, looks like our city manager has a question.
Yes.
Or a comment.
Ms. Mayor, so. If the council wishes, we do have a spreadsheet that we could put up on screen that may help in recording those names. If the council wishes to use that as a tool, or we could record the names just here at the table as well, and we will follow the council's lead on that.
So I'm okay with it having being up on the screen. If anyone has any, it'll kind of be a real-time following.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. So if you have a technological
expert.
Yeah,
we might need a minute to get it up on screen. If the council wishes to take a quick break now, or we could work on getting up on screen, and then you could go through your names at that point.
Okay.
Everybody, what's?
I do have a question. When you say our top four, do you want them in order of 1, 2, 3, 4, or just general four. Top four?
At this point, so I would my approach would be just top four. Okay. So if you internally want to put them in your top four, that's entirely up to you. But each person, I think, in this format is going to be assigned one point. So, or it's not going to be a ranking or a weighted average. So at this point, unless there's other discussion that we want to have.
And then my next question, and thank you for that clarification, my next question is where in the conversation should we be talking about how we made those choices? Would that be when we talk about the top four or when we get to the stage of narrowing that down?
I'd leave it to each individual to whether they want to share that or just provide the four.
Okay.
What my thought process is that let's say the four of us choose the same four people. So then those are going to be our top four finalists. And so then we're going to have an opportunity to discuss amongst those finalists our pros and our cons. So that might be the more appropriate time for the discussion of that. If we have one person who garners three and six people who garner two, then we may have a different discussion as how do we, I don't know if that's a possibility with the numbers, but how we came to those decisions. So I think if we provide our top four without discussion and see where that lands and then see if that provides either a clear distinction where we can then have a discussion of finalists. So
thank
I'm
you.
Open to...
I don't know if we need to discuss, but I would like to, when I do say my four, kind of give my reasoning as to why I picked those four, just because maybe I think they would want to know.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay.
So, yep. So did we give staff enough time to...
We will get the spreadsheet on screen.
Okay.
Could I ask a question while we're waiting?
Sure.
I'm feeling really torn. Like, I kind of have a top five. I didn't know if anyone else felt that way, that they might want to do five, or if people are good with four, then I'll just deal with it.
So, obviously, this is a fluid process. So, if other members of the council feel that they're at a top five versus a top four, so is there a preference? So I would be willing to go towards the top five as well.
I can do five.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Barbara?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So with that in mind, does anyone want to proceed first?
Oh.
Okay, I'll bite the bullet.
Okay.
I looked at a whole lot of factors when I did it, and first of all, I'm so grateful that there are that many people in Grover Beach that really love this community, and as the mayor said, if you're not number one, please continue and join some other committees or councils or run for office in 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I looked at diversity almost more than anything else. I looked at time lived in the community. Do they have an institutional memory for this community? I looked for independent thinkers. I'm looking for someone, not someone whose face fits. I'm actually looking for someone whose face doesn't fit. Because when I look at how do you balance a board and create a good board is a good diversity and a good variety and people who can bring a different view. I looked for political diversity. I looked for age diversity. I looked for political party diversity. I looked for people who live on the south side of Grover. I think it's fair to say I live on the west side of Grover, but I am south of Grand. I looked for ability to attend the daytime meetings, committee meetings, for balance. And looked for whether or not people had actually run for office. And youth, energy, that's important too. And I looked for people who really understand the roles and responsibilities of serving a board and who could hit the ground running. So with all of that said, my top five would be Terry Wingate, Fred, I hope I get this right, Fred, Wayne Rostro, is that right? And Todd Mitchell, Robert,
and Michael Pogvera. Michael Pogvera.
So, Kathy, from that perspective, Kara was not chosen. There we go. Fred, so second person down.
Oh, yeah, I could have told you numbers there. Yeah,
I'm missing one of the persons that Debbie said.
So,
so number two, I can hardly read that. Seven? Yeah, Todd, number seven. Number eight, Michael.
Okay.
Number 10, Robert. And number 11, Terry.
Okay.
Number two, Fred. Number six, Ken. This is an eye test. Number seven, Todd.
You didn't have Ken. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Forgive me. I didn't have Ken. Thank you.
No worries.
I'm reading numbers, not... sorry, not Ken. My apologies.
Excuse me, Councilmember Peterson. Just for some clarification...
Who's talking? Oh, there you are.
Trying to help over here.
It's God.
Yeah.
Nowhere near that.
That's big shoes to fill.
But,
we're in trouble.
So I think what we're trying to do, if you correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. City Manager, is that we're going to go on 1, 2, 3 scale.
So if you identified, you get
one point.
For each candidate.
Yeah.
And Kathy and John, if you can please expand the size of the screen in the lower right-hand corner,
yeah.
If you can make it and really maximize it on screen, that would be great.
Hit the plus symbol.
Thank you.
Now
you're going to move around. You may have to shrink it.
Oh, that's much better. So,
Is that good, everybody?
Oh, it's... So forgive me, I did have the numbers wrong. Number three, Fred.
If each count, and
I'd love to see if I've got it.
So with
that was my five. That's good.
Yeah.
That's my five.
Okay.
We're correct.
Yeah. You got them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think I had you as Fred, mm-hmm. Robert, Todd, Terry, and Michael.
Correct.
We got them.
Okay.
I go?
Certainly.
Okay. Wow. I was really torn on all of this, and I just want to thank everyone again. I think we all have a different journey to come to this position. I was in your shoes and showed up to be appointed, and I don't even know. Nobody knew who I was, and I didn't get it at that time, and I came and tried to get appointed to Planning Commission, and I didn't get that either. And I look back at those things as really the best things that happened, because I think it motivated me to get out and run for office. And then when I did file the paperwork, no one even happened to run against us that year. Barbara and I both ran. So you just never know, and I really encourage people to stay involved, because this is really heartening to see so many people turn out to help our community. And I couldn't necessarily pick people from different parts of town because their address was redacted, so I just tried to go with what I thought. So I picked Karen Bright. And Terry Wingate. And Joe Holmes. And Desiree. And Kara.
Barbara, you would be next.
Okay. where am I starting here? Desi Lance. Todd Mitchell. Karen Bright. And Joseph Holmes.
and that is four. So you have a fifth option if
you choose. Three. Oh, that's four? Okay. And Terry Wingate.
Very good. So, and I went through and listened to each of the speakers and listened to their background, listened to their passion, listened to their perspective on goals, and listened to their what they have a passion for and what they have a desire to do on behalf of the city. So, and then also the opportunity to be able to provide potentially a different voice, but a voice that knows how to make good arguments, to provide good information, and be an understanding of what the city is moving towards in the momentum that we have going towards that. So with that in mind, the folks that I've chosen are Desi Lance, Kara Ramirez, Terry Wingate, Michael Pugvara, and Karen Bright. So with that, we appear to have 1-4 and 2-3s. So from a perspective of a council proceeding towards a majority, those could be our three finalists. Mm-hmm. So with regards to how to move forward with that together. So if there's... unless there's other discussions, unless we want to take a quick break and confirm that, or we can kind of continue with the discussion. What's the pleasure?
I can continue. I'm okay.
So, everybody good to continue? Mm-hmm. Everybody good with the approach of our fours and our threes mm-hmm. being our finalists and saying thank you to those who are then not to move forward and say, again, thank you for your participation, and we look forward to seeing you on committees and or volunteering on behalf of the city. Okay. So then we'll bring back, apparently we've got Mr. Wingate, Ms. Lance, and Ms. Bright. So what's the approach? What's the thoughts? We've actually closed it to the public, so we are at the deliberation stage. So, but thank you.
I guess probably her question or one question is, well, do we hear from the top three and ask them any additional questions? I don't know that I have any additional questions. Do we start making motions on people? I mean, one person got all four people.
With that in mind, in listening to what we as a council did in 2013, there was one question that was asked of the three finalists, and it basically was availability, and it arose from a member that was a finalist, a concern about ability to attend meetings, and we did ask it of all three candidates at that point. But unless
I think
that's
a good question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, we'll bring up the three folks, Karen, Desi, and Terry, and ask them the level of commitment and understanding of the responsibilities of time from that perspective. So, Ms. Lance, if you would be first, you just happen to be in the front row.
No problem. Should I just answer your question?
Certainly.
Okay. I have a lot of time, although it might not seem like it based on my demographic. I am a mom to a toddler, but I'm self-employed, and I have a lot of childcare help. So I am not worried about the time commitment and availability. I make my own schedule, and I am more than committed to serving not just on the meetings that are required of council members for the city council itself, but also all that comes with it, on being on various committees and attending community events. I'm going to attend the community events anyways, so yeah, I I'm available.
Great. Thank you very much. So, Ms. Bright, if you'd like to answer the same question.
I am available. As a matter of fact, I'll be even more available than I have been in August, since I will be retired. And I, too, I'm at the events, certainly the community events anyway, so I'll be there anyway. But certainly all the community, the committee assignments, definitely, and the council meetings, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wingate.
Thank you. I'm also available. I do have one commitment as a treasurer for a board, but that's in the evenings, normally just once a month, and then I work around that, so I could be available for anything, really. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so we've heard availability, so now is the opportunity for further discussion. Perhaps I'll start off by saying I think any one of the three is qualified based upon their answers, based upon the passion that they bring to the community. So I think we do have an opportunity here to bring back either a familiar face and someone who's going to continue momentum, or choose a new face and track a new generation of where the city is going to proceed with that. So I'll open it up to the pleasure of the council and see where we want to go next.
My comment would be that yes, Ms. Bright has been around. Mr. Wingate has run for office before. They are a little bit of the elder generation, and we do want to bring in the younger people, but I would like to emphasize that this is a two-year commitment right now, and all of you would have the opportunity to run for a four-year term in 2 years, and so kind of looking at this as nobody's going to die if they're not chosen, and they do still have a chance and that sort of thing. And I want that to be kept in mind by all of you, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh, this is really hard because I think all three are really, really good. I don't think we can go wrong with any of the three. I think running for office shows a lot of guts. I don't think, though, it means that you automatically get office. That's what running for office is. I think doing a lot of things like serving on a community board also takes a lot of putting yourself out. So, the one comment we heard is people really wanted new faces. But I also am swayed a lot because there is a ton to learn. I did actually was in the position of coming into this as a totally new person, but it's manageable if you're dedicated. So I guess I'm ready to make a motion on someone if you're ready for me to do that, unless you
I'd
want
like
to say
to talk
something
first.
Okay.
I think of every box that I had, there's one person who I could do a check mark in every single box, and that was Terry. I would very much have I'd loved to have had Desiree here also. It was just the length of time in the actual city that stopped me there. That was the only thing that stopped me, because I think she would be fabulous. But I was looking for a gender balance on the board. I was looking for someone who understand their roles and their responsibility as committee members. I was looking for someone who really had a grasp on the budget and the finances. Someone who could attend daytime meetings right now. And Terry just met I could check off every single box for him. And the one that might have thrown me a little bit was government experience. But if you've worked for the IRS and if you are on the grand jury, you've got as much as you need to really hit the ground running. So in terms of hitting the ground running and everything else, I have to throw my hat in for Terry, plus the fact that he's got 4 votes. That's my 2 bits.
Okay. So where do we go from here? Someone ready to make a motion? You said you...
Well, I was going to actually just say that, you know, with this being a 2-year term, this is a chance for a new person, like a new demographic of person to get a chance to do this. So I was actually going to make a motion in favor of Ms. Desiree Lance.
And I forgot to put in one more argument. I would like to see a balance of north and south. And if Terry, I think Terry has that south balance. So that's my other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a motion. So I will second the motion for purposes of discussion. So and see if there's any further discussion. So. I don't recall, but I think Ms. Lance does live south of Grand as well. So with regards to the demographic.
Okay.
So with that, so any other discussion? If not, we will call the question and roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson.
No. And I will look forward to working with her.
So with that, the motion does carry 3-1, and we say congratulations and welcome. So with that, we will move right into our next item of business, which is swearing in our new council member. So, and again, thank you to all those who participated. Thank you to those who we have disappointed. But we do know that you love your city, and we ask you to continue your service. Thank you. And with that, I'll turn it over to the city manager for the next steps in the process.
At this point, I would like to invite Ms. Lance to please come forward, and our acting city clerk, Ms. Sims, will administer the oath of office to you.
Is it blue?
Great. Yeah. It's.
And at this point, we will invite Ms. Lance, our newly sworn in council member Lance, to join the rest of the council on the dais.
Great. Thank you very much. Congratulations. And now that you've just gotten comfortable, we're going to take a 15-minute break, or a 10-minute break, and we'll be back here at 8:25.
Okay.
This area does have really excellent preschools and elementary schools.
Yeah, my son also preschool in the fall, and I've already started that whole process.
You know, I don't think this
is
good.
I work. I don't
like,
think
it's yeah, I don't think
I'm stunned, really. So. Eager, but stunned.
Yes.
We all read.
I know the feeling.
I know the feeling. She's trying to chart. Yeah, I think we are. If you guys are.
Everybody ready? Good evening again. We will call to order back at 8:25 this evening, and with our newly sworn-in council member, let's do a roll call, please.
Councilmember Nichols.
Here.
Councilmember Lance.
Here.
Councilmember Peterson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Here.
And Mayor Lee.
Here. Thank you very much. I'll give you an opportunity. I don't know if you wanted to say anything with your swearing in, or you don't have to, but if you'd like to, feel free.
I just wanted to say thank you for this opportunity. I'm really excited, a little stunned, but really excited to see what can be done and how I can assist in the next 2 years.
Very good. So the way that you're going to be able to assist is our next item on the agenda.
Yes,
so, and that is our city council assignments for 2019. So I'll turn that over to our city manager for the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. What's before the council now is to adopt a resolution that would confirm council appointments to various external boards, commissions, and committees. This is an annual process the council goes through at the beginning of the year to identify your liaisons, your representatives to serve on these various regional bodies. The list of regional bodies is included as Exhibit A to the resolution. Exhibit B does have a more detailed list of all the different groups, a little bit of explanation, background, and also the list of the representatives from 2018 as well as 2017 for the council's reference. So again, looking for the council's guidance and selection of your representatives to the different committees, and then we will contact the respective bodies after the meeting to let them know. I believe the first meetings commence later this week, so the timing is to do this tonight.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions of the city manager? Okay. Seeing no questions, I'll go ahead and actually open this up to the public to see if there's any members of the public that want to speak on this item. So come forward. Please state your name.
My name is Ron Arnoldson. I've been following the South County Sanitation District for about 4 years, and I was very disappointed in the vote that they took last week about not filing a civil suit against John Wallace. I think you dropped the ball there. But my urge would be to put someone strong in that position, even though the mayor is normally there. I know that Mayor Scholes had delegated that to Barbara Nichols. I would like to see you put Ms. Debbie Peterson in that position, in the integrated waste management position. I think she's a person of integrity. She does her homework, and she fights for the community. So my vote for her on both of those positions.
Any other members of the public want to speak on this item? Again, please state your name.
Patricia Price. And I had written some notes and left them home, and I'm really bummed. What I want to say is I am really concerned about the South Sand District. I also have been following it for many, many years. And I would like to see you put Debbie Peterson on that. She's been on it before. She started the big ship turning towards finding out what was going on with Wallace and removing him from the South End District. And I think she should be given a lot of credit for that, along with Jim Hill. I would like to see her back on that board. It's running pretty well now. We've got a good administrator, and I would just like to see her step into that and use her wonderful expertise for holding them strong. I also would like to see her on the Integrated Waste Management Authority because for the last 5 or 6 years, possibly more, that has not been overseen by the board properly. The manager seems to have gotten away with many, many things, much like the South Sand Board went. Debbie is the person who will ask for the facts. She'll ask for the figures. She will not allow an administrator to take advantage of a board that is not providing proper oversight. Mayor Lee was the chair of that board for the last 3 years, was on the board for 3 years before that, I believe, and I am disappointed that he did not do proper oversight, or this wouldn't have happened. Where now there's a legal thing going on, a real battle and investigation going on out there. And if there had been proper oversight, I do not believe that would be necessary. So I'm asking that you put Debbie on that board and on the South Sand Board.
Any other members of the public want to speak on this item? Seeing none, I will bring it back and bring it to the council for discussion. I will start out by saying that I am going to exercise my prerogative and become the representative for the South SLO County Sanitation District, as is outlined in the
MOU.
Health and Safety Code.
Excuse me?
Health and Safety Code.
There is that, yes. So with that, I am going to request that I be a member of that. And then it actually did generate one question as I was looking through the appointments. On the last page, City Manager, there is a California Joint Powers Insurance Authority. I didn't see a discussion of that in the in the staff report, but I do see that it's per the agreement. So I'm anticipating that you're about to tell us that the mayor is the appointed person for that authority. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
Okay. So then from that perspective, I'll be the representative there as well. So, and then open to any other discussion of where we would like to go as a body. Perhaps we can kind of proceed towards a discussion with regards to, I know we do have several members that are currently seated as executive committee members on various current boards, and so I think it's been our past practice, whether we continue that is up to us, of course, but it's been our past practice to maintain that continuity on those boards as the representatives from Grover Beach. So going down the council appointments, the first representation is the Air Pollution Control District, which...
Yes, I am currently the vice chair, and it's not the ordinary course will be I would move into chair, but in the next meeting. But we still do nominations and whatnot. It's not a completely done deal. But yes, I would like to remain because I am supposed to be the chair next year for that one.
Any other discussion on that, or are we in consensus?
I'd be willing to be the alternate there.
So would I.
Okay. So why don't we start with the representative first? So is everyone good with Miriam being the representative for APCD?
Yes.
Yes.
And so then we'll proceed into the we can either start the alternate discussion now, or we can go and do the representatives for each of the committees. So is there a preference by the council?
We should probably just, I would think my preference would be to just do appointment, alternate, and then move to the next, because I feel like if we come back, I won't get the continuity of the discussion, maybe.
Very good. Then, sticking with the Air Pollution Control District, we have two members, two folks who are for interest in that. We've got Barbara and Debbie. So, any discussion on that or choice?
I feel quite strongly about being on there because of. Need to go into it.
And I have been the alternate in the past, so I have some experience, quite a lot of experience of that, and quite a lot of understanding of their mission and what they're doing.
And Miriam,
as the. Especially if I'm the chair, but I've never missed a meeting, so I'm not. I don't know. I don't have too much to say about it.
Can I clarify one thing, just as the freshman council person?
Yes.
As alternate, this is to attend the meetings in lieu of the actual.
Yes. So only if I was sick.
Okay. Understood.
Yeah. Okay. Or couldn't attend.
Okay. So and. I would be supportive of Barbara remaining as the alternate. So I think, or am I the alternate? I think I'm the alternate at the moment.
But.
It is a consensus. So what's the?
It might be good to switch it to Barbara just because you're going to have a lot of new things on your plate.
Correct. And I would request that I not be the alternate on that one. So.
Okay. And could I ask, if we're doing alternates, then it's the council also chooses the alternate in the event that you are unable or unwilling to serve on the sanitation district. So we should we go back to that and circle back?
Yeah, let's finish this item first, mm-hmm. and then we'll circle back to that one. That's a very good point. So sticking with air pollution control. So other discussion.
Well, just that over the last 2 years, the council has appointed me to only one board, and I'd like to see that balance redressed this year.
Okay.
So we've heard from three of us. So we've waiting to hear for the other two. So that would be you and Debbie.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, so right now, obviously, Debbie's supportive of being alternate. So far, Barbara and I are supportive of her being the alternate. So we need a consensus.
Oh, okay. I'm supportive of Barbara being the alternate.
Okay.
You know, I do see Barbara's name on here a lot, but I'm also not privy yet to fully understanding what each commission does, although I've read the descriptions. So I am, am I the tiebreaker?
Actually, we do have a consensus.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I don't, okay. I'm done. Or you could volunteer.
Yeah.
Put another fish in the bucket.
So then going back to the Sand District, so the discussion there. So what's the pleasure? I think, Barbara, you've been the primary as well as the alternate recently. So
I've been the alternate for 3 years in the primary this past year. And I would we have a very good mix of people. We are really putting things together, and I would really like to continue, and I would like to be the alternate again.
And I'm happy to give up alternate status, as I had it last year, so I'm happy to give that up. I do think it seems like whenever I hear people come speak about sanitation, they always do mention that it is going in a positive direction in recent history. So I'm happy for you to be the alternate.
I understand that members of the public were keen to see me there, and I had two other ideas of what I'd like to do. So I had love to have done the APCD or Five Cities Fire Authority. So I don't have a real interest in fighting that particular corner.
Okay. So then Barbara will remain the alternate on South Sand. So just kind of jumping down to the bottom, Zone 3. So I know I'm currently the representative, and I won't be able to, or would request that I not continue as the representative there. So with that, maybe I know your background in water and your long history on the RAC. I'd be supportive of having you be the Zone 3 representative if you'd be.
I need. What is the? I don't have the agenda up right now. When do they meet?
I believe it's the third Thursday at 6:30, and it does rotate, so it is an evening meeting.
Yeah, I could do that.
Odd numbered months.
Mm-hmm. I'd be willing to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And I would be supportive of giving up my alternate status if Desiree wanted to.
I'd be happy.
Dip her toe in the waters of Lake Hill.
Actually, I may have a schedule conflict on Thursday.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
It's every other month, and I won't necessarily. I probably won't miss.
Okay, I can commit. Yeah, I mean, I think as long as.
Okay, just from a more for informational purposes, I know there is a meeting in January.
Yeah.
These appointments do require county board approval, and so we will be able to participate, but we won't be able to vote at that evening. So just FYI, I don't think there's any critical items based upon past agendas with that. So but just be aware that their participation, but may need to recuse yourself from voting until that. So let's see. we can kind of proceed towards the top by going to visit San Luis Obispo County, which would be our next one. So, which I think, Miriam, you're currently our representative.
Yeah, and I've been our representative for, gosh, that was the first committee I was ever on, I think. So I've been doing it for 4 years, and I would like to continue because we do have a lot of things coming up with renewing our membership. But, you know, if someone feels very strongly that they would want to, I would hear them out. But I just have done a lot of meetings on it already, and I would hate for that person to have to redo that. So
I was on it for, I think, almost 3 or 4 years when they first started getting up and running. So I'm happy with you doing that, but I do have quite a lot of background. But I might end up joining anyway as a member. So okay. I already have input.
Yeah. Okay. So any other discussion? So would that be okay for you to be the alternate on that one, Debbie? Or would that be a potential? Because obviously you can't serve in two capacities, I would
answer. Yeah, I can be the alternate. It only meets twice a year, and I can. I haven't. I'm not a member at present, so I don't. Okay. That's not a problem.
Okay, and I guess, and we'll get into that in a separate time. I was going to ask a question as to would we need to pass a vacation rental ordinance first before. Never mind. So scratch that. We'll have that future conference question later. So so we're looking at Miriam as the representative and Debbie as the alternate. Is that
sounds good?
Yes.
Okay.
Just for my lack of being able to go in a straight line, let's go up to the Chamber of Commerce. So currently, I think, Barbara, you're the representative there,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm perfectly willing to stay there and particularly participate in the government committee.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else interested? So otherwise, thank you for continuing on that.
I haven't missed any meetings so far, so. But I would like to have an alternate simply because I will be having surgery in February, and I might have to miss that meeting.
Okay. So when is the meetings? They're held? Let's see.
There's
yeah, that's
third,
what I'm looking for.
Third Wednesday of the month.
Okay. Third Wednesday. So
I would be happy to be an alternate for that.
That'd be okay. Cool. Yeah, because I think that's the same day I meet for APCD, so.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So, which then takes us to the Economic Vitality Corporation, where I currently am the representative, and it's going to be a year of some change on the EVC. However, kind of to be determined as to what their role moving forward is going to be. So, so I don't think I'll unfortunately have the time to be able to do this meeting because it will conflict with a South Sand meeting. But if there's someone who wanted to take up the representation on that, it is a just from Desi's standpoint, it is a good committee to kind of learn a number of members of the community, a lot of the business community. So if there's an opportunity there, unless there's someone else who might want to participate at that level.
I did represent one meeting for you, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. If Debbie wants that, is interested in that, I would be willing to remain as the alternate. Or if nobody else is interested, I'll take it on as a representative.
I did serve there for a couple of years, or maybe even up to 4 years some time ago, so I certainly can hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
So then, Barbara, did I hear you want to remain as the alternate?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay.
Let me see. Okay.
So let's go to, this brings us to the Five Cities Fire Authority. So actually, let's hold off on that one for just a moment. Let's go to the HSOC, so the Homeless Services Oversight. Sorry, Chief. So where I think that, again, Miriam is on the executive committee of
that. Yeah, I'm the vice chair of HSOC and would love to remain, if that's okay, to be working on the grant process, if that is amenable.
I'm okay with that. And then this is a good committee, Desi, again, for someone to learn. And I think your background in this may...
I would like to be an alternate for that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever... I've missed once.
I would just like to be around someone that knows a lot about it and I can learn.
That's good.
Even if I don't need to show up.
Yeah, no, I think that's great.
Okay. So then let's go to the Integrated Waste Management Authority next. I am on the executive committee there. I do sit as the president. So in keeping with that, I'd be willing to maintain that, but... by no means is it a requirement. So we do have, as was mentioned, some transition at the organization. We do have interviews coming up for an executive director or a general manager, and we are going to have probably some change in contract status of a number of things. So I'm willing to remain as the representative, but I'll leave that up to the discussion.
Well, and. You know, how do you feel time-wise? Do you feel that you can do it? Because you're going to have a lot on your plate. But if you feel up to it and you're on the executive committee, it probably makes sense. Yeah.
So it basically, I start to block out my Wednesdays.
Okay.
So,
so you have to do it. And I see Debbie's the alternate. Maybe if she wants to remain alternate.
I can do that.
So then let's go to the RAC next. So where I know, Debbie, you've been the representative, if you want to continue with that or if you want to participate in a different fashion.
I can go either way on that one.
Okay. Anyone else have a strong preference?
I have a suggestion that's a very good place to start learning.
As an alternate?
Yep.
Sure.
Or as a primary.
Or as primary.
Or primary. Yeah. That is one if even you, yeah. you could do a primary.
Let me just double check the. When do they meet?
So, 1:30 to 3:30 on, I believe it's the, let me think about this. It's the second Wednesday of the month because they're meet. Oh, no, they didn't meet. It's the first Wednesday of the month. They didn't meet this month.
On Wednesday.
So, so they'll be meeting again.
And they do have
in February.
A couple of months of time off and so on.
Yeah, that should be. That's the South County Water Resources Advisory Committee.
Right. Yeah.
Sorry, I was just getting the acronym correct.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're just learning the acronyms.
I know. I have to get up to speed on the acronyms.
So you want to try on the...
She'll
be the rep?
The rep.
Or the alternate?
She should be the rep, I think.
I can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the rep would be a good choice.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I know I was the alternate there, but I know there's also an opportunity if we chose to actually have staff be our alternate on that. There's... it's a committee of, approximately 35 people.
Yeah.
And so sometimes there is some staff input that might be good. So if not one of us as an alternate, perhaps we can just do the proverbial staff as representation. So which I think some other cities do that as well. Do they not?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's how they play it. But
Or we can have an alternate here and the group is large enough to where staff could blend into the background if there was an item.
Well, I don't mind being an alternate.
Okay.
I can do that.
So did I hear? So Debbie's the alternate on that?
Mm-hmm.
Alternate.
Okay.
So let's head towards SLOCOG next. So I know traditionally Mayor Scholes had been the representative. I'm willing to take up the remaining hours of my first Wednesdays or second Wednesdays and be the representative there. So I did actually have an opportunity to meet with SLOCOG staff last week just to familiarize myself with it. And so I'd be willing to be that representative unless there's a strong feeling otherwise.
Okay.
Can you just clarify what acronym you're using?
That is the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments.
Okay, so, that's what I thought. Thank you.
One, two, three, four. Fifth one from the bottom.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't have the spreadsheet you guys
I don't,
have.
I don't
I'm just working off the agenda.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah. Actually, this I borrowed from our city clerk.
Okay.
Yeah, this. Oh, I see. He's going in order of this.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of jumping him around.
I'm going in my inability to draw a straight line. even as an engineer. So, so unless there's strong feelings to the contrary, I'll go ahead and be the representative there. Is there?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it.
Is there a volunteer for
alternate?
I was the alternate before, and I'm
very excited about that.
It was great. It was great because John only missed one meeting, so don't miss one.
That was the meeting where they were going to give him a plaque of appreciation.
I know, so I did take his plaque and kept it. Okay. So, yeah, I would be willing to be the alternate unless someone else wanted to be the alternate. I can go either way. But I would do it.
Everybody good with Miriam as the alternate there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. South County Transit, so which I know historically has been a consistent representative from SLOCOG, to South County Transit, but I know we kind of got away from that with Barbara, you being the representative in 2017, and I don't know if you were attending most meetings.
Yes, well, John John was attending last year's meetings because of the attempted merger with RTA, and that is not working out. So I would very much like to get back on there and see where we can go from there.
I'd be happy to be an alternate for that. I find that interesting.
Good.
Okay, very good. So which takes us to let's go to the Regional Groundwater Sustainability Project. So which I believe is that? So that meets very infrequently, correct, City Manager?
Yeah.
So do we have a time frame for how often we expect this group to meet this year?
At this point, we do not. To your point, it has met infrequently over the past year. I believe it will meet more frequently in 2019, given the schedule of the Central Coast Blue project coming forward.
Okay.
Who's doing that?
So I see from past representation that the mayor was kind of the primary representative, mostly, I would think, from a policy standpoint, discussion, and then bringing it back towards the council for action. So anybody have a strong feeling on that? I'd be willing to be the representative there, I think there is going to be some overlap between that and South Sand this year. So
yeah, right. Makes sense. Right. That's a good possibility.
And then, so from a water standpoint, Debbie, did you want to be the alternate on that?
Sure.
Okay. Which then takes us to the Coastal Regional Sediment Management Plan, the steering committee, which, again, is a group that meets infrequently. And Debbie, I know it looks like you were the representative previously. Do you have
And as mayor, I attended it a little more frequently when they were meeting more frequently. So I do have I have the background on that. Mm-hmm. So I'd be happy to do that.
Gotcha.
If so, they meet.
Okay. So with that.
And I was the alternate before, but I'm happy to give that up if someone doesn't have a lot of committees. I've never been to a meeting anyway, so anyone would be learning it. But it's up to you guys.
Gotcha. We've got, I could be the alternate there. I don't have any alternate assignments at this point. I'm seeing that Desi has, do you prefer Desiree or Desi or?
Desiree is what my mother calls me when she's angry. So let's go with Desi or Miss
Lance. Okay, gotcha. So,
I do have 1, 2, 3, 4 alternate and 1 representation.
Right. Okay.
That's a good start.
I don't. Yeah.
Really
good.
So then I'll go ahead and take the alternate in that then, so rather than giving you a fifth one.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So that brings us back to our last committee assignment, which is Five Cities Fire Authority. And so so I think John was the representative and Barbara was the alternate last year.
And towards the end of the year, I was pretty much the rep.
Okay.
So I would like to keep that.
Any discussion on that?
Well, that was the one other that I really wanted to do. So I had two. I was interested in the APCD and the Five Cities Fire Authority. I think I have two now. The EVC does meet, and the Zone 3 does meet, but the others don't meet.
Miriam?
If Barbara has been working on it, because I know there's been some significant changes coming, or if it's usually the mayor's, I just think that would probably make sense for either Jeff or Barbara, just for the continuity of what's going on there. I definitely know it shouldn't be me.
So I'd be supportive of the continuity of Barbara being there at the moment as well. I will have a commitment on the third Fridays when it does meet. So I could potentially move those around, but so I think I'd be supportive of Barbara kind of being that continuity. Okay.
What about Desi? She only has one committee.
I am a representative on one. I would be happy to take on a number of these roles, I guess. I understand for continuity purposes, a lot of them make sense to continue. Five Cities Authority, is this, let's see, sorry, I'm just looking at when
yeah,
we meet.
Yeah, it's on
third Friday. So it's a monthly meeting. Meaning there is more need for continuity. Who is the, let's see, the alternate?
So we currently don't have an alternate.
You don't need,
So.
Oh, because Barbara was the alternate, and now she'd like to be the rep.
Yeah, and I can be the alternate, and Barbara, I would imagine that, I mean, you've been attending consistently.
With the...
Oh, I understand.
Transitional things going on with that, I would prefer... Somebody
that...
So maybe
Desi
could be the alternate.
Either Debbie or Jeff.
Yeah.
That's fine. I understand she, wants someone...
Well, I'd be willing to do the alternate.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we've got...
She's saying for continuity purposes, she would like one of you to
be
the alternate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For transitional purposes. I guess we have a lot going on already.
we do have a lot going on. If we go with Debbie as the alternate on Five Cities Fire. So now,
we've filled up our
allotment. So let's see. We've got
7, 8.
So Miriam has three primary responsibilities. Barbara has three primary responsibilities. I've got three primary and one that doesn't meet very often. Debbie has two primary and one that meets infrequently. And Desi has one.
Mm-hmm.
So... any further discussion, or are we okay with this approach? So let's see, from a alternate standpoint, 1, 2, Barbara's got three. Desi's got a ton. 1, 2, 4.
Three, 4.
I only have one, and Debbie has 5. So
as alternate.
As an alternate. So
How many do I? Maybe I think I actually gave away all my.
Yeah. So you have just.
So maybe I should be the alternate and do it. The only reason I said I shouldn't do it is because I felt that I had committees. Like I have the but I'm not the alternate for anything, so maybe I should step up and relieve you guys a little bit. So I would be willing to be the alternate. I just didn't want to be another primary person.
Okay. And that's for the Five Cities Fire Authority?
Yeah, I mean, just because you have a lot to be alternate.
Well, I'm happy to give one of the others away, if you'd like one of the others.
Not really, but so I don't know.
It sounds like Debbie was eager to be the rep for the fire authority, so maybe it makes sense for her to be the alternate. But I know you're trying to relieve, so maybe it's counterbalancing there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm willing, because the alternate positions, ultimately, often you at most go to one meeting a year.
Yeah, if someone's sick or...
Right. Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on this before we work towards a motion? We have a resolution to approve. Resolution to adopt. So, city manager.
Yes, just one more committee. There is a joint powers committee with California State Parks.
Yes.
Typically, the mayor and a representative of the council have served on this committee working with state parks. Previously, Mayor Scholes and Mayor Pro Tem Lee were in this capacity. So, we'll be looking for the council to appoint somebody else to take this place.
So I would continue on the committee. So with that, and I think just based upon kind of past historical discussions, I'd be supportive of Miriam being the alternate person.
I would really like to be on the additional person on there. I think it's historically it's been Mayor Pro Tem, so I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we'll explain to you that's the group that meets for the lodge and convention center. Works with the joint powers.
Yeah, it's been in the works for 40 years.
I know.
Oh, come on, 30.
Okay.
So with that, I think we have filled in our roster.
Okay.
So is there any other discussion? If not, I'll look to someone to make a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the committee assignments as discussed, if the clerk is comfortable and has everything.
Second.
Very good. So we have a motion and a second. And just a friendly clarification is the motion does include the authorizing the city clerk to update the FPPC Form 806 for posting on the city website?
Oh, yes it does.
Okay. Great. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Mayor Pro Tem Shaw.
Yes.
Councilmember Nichols.
Yes.
Councilmember Lance.
Yes.
Councilmember Peterson.
Yes.
Mayor Lee.
Yes. It's all good. It's going to happen more than once, I'm sure. Very good. Okay, so that is the last item on our agenda this evening. So we will proceed into our council committee reports. This is a kind of a listing of the past representative. So if there's anyone that has a representation from a prior meeting, so let us know. So Debbie, did you have anything?
No, the Water Regional Advisory Committee did not meet in January.
Gotcha. Miriam?
I've had a few meetings, actually, because it's been a while since we've been here. We wrapped up air pollution. Well, actually, that one we had. We just had an executive meeting to plan next year, so more to come on that, just scheduling. And HSOC, the city manager has been kind of updating everyone as far as what's been going on with the South County Task Force and working on HEAP grants. And we had, I think it was December 18th or 20th, a meeting of the South County Task Force, the chief and the city manager and I, just trying to get kind of a proposal together with some of our South County neighbors to get ready to present for HEAP funds. But once it gets more solidified, we'll bring it back publicly before it goes to the Board of Supervisors so that we can all kind of hear more about it. But right now it's still in the works. So I'm excited about it, and I hope you all will be too and you learn more. HEAP has been one of the major discussions at HSOC. Also, just the point in time count is coming up. I think it's January 20th, maybe. It's at the end of January. And the chief knows as well, because that's the day every other year we count all of the homeless people that are outside, and that gives a lot of information for grant funding and other things. So it's a very important day, and we are always make law enforcement and everyone aware, because it's not a good day to try to move people or clear encampments, because we really need to get a good picture of what's going on out there. So that's something that's coming up. We had a meeting of Visit San Luis Obispo, our yearly update, and then a follow-up meeting with Chuck Davison of the Visit SloCal. I can't believe it, but we're talking about the expiration of the first tourism marketing district already. It will be expiring in 2020. So they need to start, you know, getting with each of us to discuss the renewal of the tourism marketing district. And what they're proposing is to have a 10-year renewal this time instead of a 5-year, and instead of the hotels paying 1%, possibly paying 2%. So there's a lot of reasoning behind it, and Chuck kind of really laid out for us, this is exactly what we plan to do with the money, and this is exactly why. So they'll be coming to talk to all of us, I think, February, about that.
Probably more later in the springtime.
Later in the springtime. So more to come on that decision. And I also covered a SloCog meeting for John. And aside from stealing his plaque, I also... It shaped up to be a really intense and exciting meeting as far as I think roads go, because there was a lot of discussion of the El Campo intersection. Mm-hmm. We were just voting on a tiny piece of whether or not to fund a further study of the intersection, but a lot of people came to just talk about the intersection and how they've had accidents there and been injured. And so they are, the county is taking action hopefully sooner than later. And I think they're having a meeting with the supervisors and some key players to hopefully, because the studies have shown that to be a dangerous intersection for 20 years. So just full disclosure, I was the only one who voted against funding the study, just because I just don't think we should fund any more studies. It's dangerous. So, more to come hopefully soon on that. So that was, but there was some heartbreaking stories from that. But so I think that was it. Oh, sorry. Just looking at League of Cities. Now... three of us will be headed to the League of Cities conference, new members conference. I'll be going not for the conference, but because I sit on I'm going to sit on the Community Services Committee this year, and so we're going to try to get together some Channel Counties people for dinner. So it should be good. So more to come. So that's it. Sorry,
Debbie.
Nothing to report.
Okay.
I have nothing to report from any of my committee meetings prior to this council meeting.
Very good. I just had just a quick update in the fact that the Integrated Waste Management Authority does have a meeting on Wednesday, and we are looking to move forward with a recommendation towards interviews for a new general manager in the upcoming time frame. So, and then I will be able to attend the SloCog meeting on Wednesday. So with that, moving League of California Cities, Miriam mentioned the new mayors and council members meeting. So I will mention that I did get reappointed to the Transportation Communication Public Works Policy Committee as well. So Debbie, I know you were on that committee as well. I don't know if you...
No, I'm not on it.
Not okay. And then, Miriam, you are also on another committee?
I'm on the Community Services Committee, just the one.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha. And then our city manager is on one as well.
Governance, Transparency, and Labor Relations Committee.
Okay. And I think in an opportunity to have it consistent, they're all on the same day, right? Mm-hmm. I believe. I think all of those committees are on the same day. So we'll be we'll be well represented on the Fridays.
All right. So, carpools.
Yeah, exactly. So next that brings us to council communications. Does anyone have any council communications they want to share?
I don't think so.
Okay. So I do just want to just say that, yes, as a member of the public did say this evening, that the post office parking lot and the and the community center parking lot have been resurfaced, and they do look very good. Mm-hmm. So as I'm sure the city manager will remind us that this is an interim solution, and we are looking for whether it's a 5 or 10 year solution. They are in much better shape than they were, but we do have kind of a longer road to go there as well. And with that, I'll turn it over to our city manager for any reports and comments.
Thank you. Just very briefly, building on that comment, yes, we are pleased to unveil the new community center and post office parking lots over the holidays. They look a whole lot better, certainly provide more viable parking facilities for the community. With the post office lot, that is the first step of a longer phase improvements to improve not just that lot, but the entire Ramona Square parking area, which will be a public-private partnership that we'll get into later on this year. Also, I'll just mention that the stop signs at 16th and Farrell are coming very soon. Based on your council action, we have worked forward towards installing the four-way stop signs, four-way stop control, and crosswalks at that intersection. You may see that the stop signs have been actually installed but have not been unveiled yet. We're working with the contractor to move the stop bars and to get everything striped, including the crosswalk. That's scheduled for January 24th. So here in a few weeks, we will be unveiling the four-way traffic control at Farrell and 16th Street to provide safer access and crossing across both streets.
Very good. So any other or city attorney reports and comments?
None this evening, Council, other than the closed session.
Very good. Then if you would please announce the closed session.
Council, we're going to be convening in a closed session under conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation. This is based on existing facts and circumstances. The legislative body of the local agency decided to initiate or is deciding whether to initiate litigation. This is pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9D4. This is in particular to one potential case.
Very good. So if there's any members of the public that want to speak on closed session, now would be the moment or the time. Seeing no one come forward, we will adjourn to closed session, and we will report out after that. Okay.